or visit Barracuda.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's not a done deal. There may be yet unforeseen hurdles, but barring a setback, we believe we're on the path to victory by the end of this week. We will stay here as long as it takes to pass this bill through the Senate and through the House, and that's because the heroes who rushed to the towers on 9/11 are heroes who deserve to be taken care of, just like our veterans. That's what America promised in the horrible days after 9/11. We are holding up that candle so that that promise is met, and we will not quit till it is.
Here we are on the Talk Radio Countdown, a review of one of the top 10 stories this week, the First Responders Bill. Just heard Senator Chuck Schumer, who vows to stay in Washington this week as long as it takes to get the September 11th First Responders Bill passed. Have you heard about it? Do you understand what this is about? Supporters of this legislation, which would give federal funds to care for those who were first responders on September 11th and became then sickened by the aftermath of the terrorist attack, filed into the Capitol in droves this week to push for a quick passage of this measure. Want to get it done before Congress adjourns. Victims from the cleanup area at Ground Zero and other loved ones and supporters spoke of numerous types of deadly cancers, lung diseases, and a whole lot more. Opponents of the measure repeatedly point out that they are not against this cause. Rather, as explained by an aide to Senator John Kyle of Arizona, there are concerns about the ambiguities in the bill. For example, how do you deal with any redundancy or overlap when it comes to those responders who will receive money from the Victims' Compensation Fund? And who exactly qualifies for all this? Here's Senator Kirsten Gillibrand arguing against those who say that the bill is being rushed. She says the bill has been 9 years in the making.
I want to correct some of the misinformation that's out there about this bill. First, some have said that this bill has been rushed. Let me assure you, we've been working on this bill for 9 years. My predecessor, Secretary Hillary Clinton, started working on this bill in the Senate in 2006. I introduced the first bill in the Senate 18 months ago. We've had a hearing in the Senate. I've worked with my Republican colleagues. I've listened to their concerns, and I've made changes in response to those concerns. Some have said we haven't had enough hearings to examine this bill. In fact, there have been 22 hearings on this bill, 21 in the House, every committee of jurisdiction. It passed out the bill with many Republican amendments. Some have said they haven't had enough chance to propose the changes to legislation. This is false. I have worked with the Republicans on the other side of the aisle who are interested in this bill and have taken their concerns, and the only request they have made to me is to change how we pay for the bill, and that's why we offer changes that we have now seemed to reach agreement on. Some have suggested that the new ways we are going to pay for this bill are controversial. First of all, unlike so many pieces of legislation here in Washington, this bill is fully paid for. Second, two-thirds of the pay for this bill are ways to pay for the bill that have been voted on with a vast majority of the Senate supporting that way to pay for the bill. So this is a pay for that the bill has that has vast support by Republicans. It's taken us 9 years to get to this point. And my hope is that these men and women who stand with me today and all those that they are here to represent are at the finish line.
800-510-8255 on the Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen here, inviting you to stick around as we continue our overview of the First Responders Bill. That is the bill that's supposed to help those who have not been able to get help after ailments created by the aftermath of September 11th. Here is New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg saying, basically, the focus is whether or not it's our duty to take care of those. And, of course, he says it is, and most people who are reasonable agree with that.
Caring for the men and women who rushed to our defense on that dark day and in the days that followed is nothing less than a national duty. America is too great a country to shirk this duty. We are too strong, too proud, too patriotic. And this is the week that we have to show it. Now, getting anything done in Washington is never easy, but thanks to years of hard work by so many people, and thanks to the strong leadership of Pete King, Carolyn Maloney, Jerry Nadler, and many others, the bill did pass the House earlier this year. Earlier this month, the Senate fell several votes short of the 60 required to end debate and take a vote. At the time, Republicans said they voted against ending debate because they did not believe that any bill should move until a deal on tax cuts had been completed. That deal, as you know, is now done, and the time for excuses is over. Very simply, it's time to end the debate and let the bill be voted on. It's encouraging that the bill has been gaining more Republican support, and I believe that if the Senate ends the debate and takes a vote, other Republicans will join in passing it. I understand the concerns that have been raised about increasing federal spending, but this bill will be paid for with other revenue generators, unlike the tax cuts that just won overwhelming support in the Senate. So this is not a vote on whether we should increase the deficit. It's a vote on whether we should stand by those who stood by America in its hour of greatest need. It's a vote on whether we should fulfill our obligation to the men and women in uniform and in hard hats, whom we rightly call heroes. And it's a vote on whether the thousands of Americans who are suffering from 9/11 related illnesses will at least have the peace of mind that their government has not abandoned them.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150 milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at myboniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
As a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, joining IAVA.org really helps in the transition home. It's a network of OIF and OEF vets like me who've got your back here, just like we did over there. That means when you need help navigating the GI Bill, we've got your back. And when you're dealing with the transition home, we've got your back. Or when you just want someone to share stories with, we've got your back. Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org. We've got your back.
Brought to you by IAVA and the Ad Council.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show with your calls coming up. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com, reviewing the pluses and minuses, pros and cons, if you will, of this debate. Although I don't get why there is any controversy here. Nancy Cordes from CBS reporting that over 14,000 first responders are now suffering from diseases that are related to that attack.
I remember him coming home just covered in it.
Greta Helmke's husband, Robert, a New York City police officer, spent months at Ground Zero after the attack, even sleeping there, covered in grit. Within 4 years, he had stage 4 colorectal cancer. Within 6, he was dead at the age of 43.
Pretty devastating, especially for such a great man who up until the end said to me, I just want to get better so I can go back to work.
14,000 first responders are living with illnesses they contracted after inhaling that smoldering mix of pulverized cement, lead, and glass. They would be the beneficiaries of a $6.2 billion bill facing its final legislative hurdle in the U.S. Senate.
The finish line's in sight.
The funds would serve as a backstop for workers who are suffering from one of 22 diseases if their health insurance or workers' compensation runs out.
Also included are the families that live exactly at Ground Zero, because a lot of those children, you know how children are more susceptible? Those toxins really affected them, the kids in daycare, the kids that were going to school right at Ground Zero, and a lot of them are getting these terrible lung disorders and asthma.
Republicans balked at the cost and the tax Democrats devised to pay for it on multinational companies incorporated in tax havens.
And it's a lot of money, and so my early response is that I am skeptical about that bill.
It's a win-win-win-win. Just do it!
With time running out in this legislative session,
the clerk will read a communication to the Senate.
A cadre of New York media and political figures are putting pressure on the Senate to act.
Caring for the men and women who rushed to our defense on that dark day and in the days that followed is nothing less than a national duty.
You're getting all there is to know. We're summarizing the latest from this controversy. That is interesting the point was made that it's taken 9 years for it to get this far. Why should there be any discussion about this at all, frankly, with all these diseases, the problems? You know, don't you wish you could send a bill to Al-Qaeda? Here's Anderson Cooper speaking with Representative Anthony Weiner, who is named appropriately. He's here complaining about the Republicans who say there's no money to pay for this bill.
Not a lot of Republicans have come forward to actually go on the record about why they did this. Senator Mike Enzi from Wyoming did write an editorial for the Daily News explaining why he voted no. He said that every member of Congress supports the intent of the bill, that said he was concerned about fraud and waste. And he wrote, and I quote, "The American people need to know that money is being used effectively, because frankly, the nation can't afford careless spending, no matter how well-intentioned." I mean, does he have a point? This is a $7.4 billion bill.
Yeah, we definitely don't want to have any waste. That's why the Inspector General of the Health and Human Services has given it a clean bill of health. That is why the Government Accountability Office said that every single dollar has been accounted for. You know, this does sound a little bit like an explanation in search of a rationale. I mean, the fact is that the money is not only accounted for, that you can look at all of the documents that are available. This is the first time we're hearing anyone talk about this question of accountability, and there have been 20-something hearings. Frankly, I believe that Senator Enzi simply doesn't support this effort and is looking for any rationale possible to support it. You know, all I'm asking for Senator Enzi and others is let's give it an up or down vote in the Senate. We definitely have more than 50 votes. We're close to 60 votes. But we can't even get them to end a filibuster to stop this from even being debated. And the irony of members of the Senate doing everything possible to stop even considering this, when literally every single day people are dying from 9/11-related illnesses, is just too tragic for words.
You know, I mean, for all of us who were in New York in those terrible days and saw the remarkable effort made by firefighters and police officers and first responders and citizens just to try to go and work around the clock to try to save those who could be saved and to bring home those who couldn't be saved. What do you think this message, what kind of a message does this send to folks about, God forbid this happens again, about whether or not their government's going to take care of them down the road?
Well, it's a very important question, because a lot of the people that are in this group are just volunteers and also people who went down there as part of their job to try to help out. But I want to remind you of something that you alluded to in the question. You know, along the West Side Highway, those days and weeks after September 11th, were lined up, and you can look at the license plates. People came literally from all over the country to deal with this problem, because the American people were doing that at that moment. This was not no one knew who was a Democrat, who was a Republican, what state they were from. Now those people, over 900 of them, have died since September 11th. And it's and among other reasons, it's because we, the federal government, told them that the air was safe to breathe.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again.
all types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 and change past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're reviewing in this hour the controversy, political controversy, and that's what happens a lot of times on the News Talk Radio programs. They become very political. First responders, 14,000 of them have a problem. Why is there a discussion? Why is there a problem? Why do the Republicans take these positions and make themselves look so bad? How is it that you can say that these people who were so seriously injured and have no other way to take care of themselves, why don't they deserve? We give money to everybody else who doesn't deserve it. Why in the world aren't we paying for this? I'm not one who wants to pay for much of anything, but I think if there's any case to be made for these people, it's pretty evident, frankly. Here's a New York host, John Gambling, speaking with Joseph Zagruda. The father of James Zagruda, who died at the age of 34, was the first person whose death was linked to the World Trade Center toxins in the air.
I know you've been fighting for this for a long, long time. I've heard this described as the bill being on the one-yard line. And I know you've been working hard here. What a tragedy if it doesn't happen, huh?
It will be. It will be a real tragedy if it doesn't happen. These first responders really need the medical care that's out there, and they're not, you know, receiving proper medical care. And they also need the compensation to take care of their families because they're not working, and you know, they have bills piling up, and cars getting repossessed, and houses getting repossessed, and you know, it's really horrible.
How many, James? I'm sorry, Joe. Give me an idea. How many people would you say, from what you know, are sick because of 9/11 right now? Are we talking thousands, hundreds? What is it?
Thousands. Yeah. Thousands. I heard a number of like 10,000.
That's how many they think might be affected by it.
Yeah.
But I was just wondering if you had a little harder number on people that were actually suffering right at the moment. But you said that they're not getting treatment. They are getting treatment, aren't they? It's just an economic thing.
They're getting treatment now, a little better than they were before my son passed away. But it's still not enough. They need lung transplants out there, mm-hmm. kidney transplants, because that's what's starting to fail on them, you know, and that's what's causing the death, all those types of illnesses.
What did your son James suffer from? I mean, was it a lung cancer type thing or what?
No, it actually wasn't lung cancer. It was of fibrosis of the lungs, where the lung just dried out
right.
from all the debris inside. It just the lung just got killed.
I mean, I don't want to focus on this and make it any more painful than it is. But was it of particulate actual things that he had ingested?
He had glass, he had fiber, he had asbestos, he had bone parts, he had
oh my goodness, wow.
silica, and numerous of other things inside of his lungs.
All right, what have the Gillibrands and the Schumers told you? I know they're pushing hard, and I know they want this to happen, but are they really, really confident, or are they worried?
Well, they're worried that they can't get it up on the floor fast enough before the end of the session.
Okay.
They're confident that if they get it up on the floor, they'll be able to get it passed.
All right. Well, let us hope so. Joe, thank you for your time this morning. And, you know, we're all pulling not only for you, but more importantly for those that really need the help.
Yeah, they really need it. Thank you.
You bet, Joe. Joe Zdroga on the 9/11 bill. I'm not quite sure what to make of all of this. It, as everybody said, Joe asked the question earlier, Peter King said the same thing. I mean, this seems like, in the scheme of all of the things that we do and we pay for and we concern ourselves with, and when I say we, I'm thinking of the people speaking of Washington and the people that they represent, the things that get monies that are seemingly endless amounts, trillions, you know, billions and billions, hundreds of billions, trillions of dollars, you would think that this would be just an easy checkoff. Let's go on. Let's move on.
Shop Toys R Us for super deals on the biggest selection of toys and video games from the hottest brands like Barbie, Fisher-Price, Lego, Nintendo, and more. If you're expecting a baby, register with Babies R Us. We make it easy to plan for baby's arrival. Sign up in-store or online. Plus, make shopping even more rewarding. Join our free rewards program at Toys R Us and Babies R Us and get exclusive offers, discounts, and more. Toys R Us and Babies R Us, the hottest toys and everything for baby, all at low prices. Come shop and save today.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You could enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to GEICO. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
What will you build? A wall? A roof? A room? Or will you build stronger families, healthier children, more successful students? Each year, thousands of volunteers, donors, and partner families build houses and so much more with Habitat for Humanity. They build better lives and hope for the future. So, what will you build? A porch? A kitchen, a bedroom? Or will you build a stable home, a renewed neighborhood, a better world? What will you build? Each day in nearly 90 countries, Habitat volunteers, donors, and families are building houses, hope, and brighter futures. So, what will you build? Find out at Habitat.org. And help build.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Clarifying and getting more involved in this first responders bill and the conversation that applies to it. 800-510-8255. Here we go to the Daily Show. Jon Stewart seems pretty outraged over the lack of news media coverage dedicated to this controversy.
Before we go, I want to talk one last time about something called the Zadroga Bill. It was an NYPD detective who died in 2006 from respiratory illness thought to be caused by the dust he inhaled while working at Ground Zero in 2001. This bill would provide $7 billion in medical and financial benefits for Ground Zero workers who get sick, and they're going to pay for it by closing a corporate tax loophole. It's a win-win-win-win. Just do it! The House passed it! The House of Representatives passed it, and it would pass in the Senate. It came to an up or down vote. They have more than the 50 votes they need. But the Senate Republicans have filibustered it, won't allow the bill to come up for a vote. Apparently, the party that turned 9/11 into a catchphrase are now moving suspiciously into a convenient pre-9/11 mentality when it comes to this bill. What's more, none of the three broadcast networks have mentioned any of this on their evening newscasts for 2.5 months. Although, to be fair, it's not every day that Beatles songs come to iTunes. Music for sale on the Internet? This is an outrageous abdication of our responsibility to those who were most heroic on 9/11. You know what? I hate to say this. This is a job for Fox News. The nation's leading source of 9/11-based outrage. They always fight to make sure that 9/11 is appropriately observed.
Those dots, that's where remains were found. And where does the arrow go? Right to where the mosque would be.
When I watched the second plane fly into the building, I was there. I had a safety deposit box in the Chase Bank underneath. You can still see the outline of the dollars. You want to know why I have passion for this thing? This is why.
Yeah, we lost a lot of good cash that day. You can imagine how outraged Fox must be to find out that the health care for those who risk their lives to recover that charred money is being held up by a Republican filibuster. And I know they have access to 9/11 first responders.
Joining me now, a leading opponent of the mosque and a former New York City firefighter and 9/11 responder, Tim Brown.
Here is one of the 9/11 first responders reacting to the decision by the Landmark Commission.
Yet somehow they've been unable to find even one 9/11 first responder to speak about the Zadroga bill. There was one network that gave the 9/11 responder story the full 22 minutes of intense coverage that it deserved. But that network, unfortunately, was Al Jazeera. Our networks were scooped with a sympathetic Zadroga bill story by the same network that Osama bin Laden sends his mixtapes to. This is insane!
There you go. I think John's on the right path there. What about you? 800-510-8255. John Stewart, with a focus on the lack of legitimate media, news media coverage, the first responder controversy, legislation to give federal funds to care for those who have been made ill, in some cases the families of those who have died as a result of the attack. This is the kind of stuff that makes the Republicans look bad. There is no way, with all of the money that's being spent and wasted by members of both parties to feather their own nest back to the whatever earmarks there may be. The best example I can come up with this week, this month, this year, or for a long, long time, is that the Senate bill, which became the House bill, which now becomes the FDA Food Safety Enhancement Act, which, mark my words, is you're going to rue the day. Those of you who didn't get involved in that thing being stopped, you will rue the day that this bill has been passed. If you like choosing or having the ability to choose your own food, grow your own gardens, that sort of thing. So what does that have to do with the first responders bill? It just has to do with the way the game is played. It isn't about the people being served, the masses. It's about a few people who want, for their own political gain, to make some noise. The Republicans look bad, stupid, outrageous. Tell me, if you're calling 800-510-8255 right now, because we're about to start taking calls on this, tell me how it is that any opposition to taking care of these people is justified, and how anybody looks good standing in the way of this, especially in light of all of the other things that have been passed the last 2 weeks as these idiots get ready to try to get out of town, get out of Dodge before the end of the year. The things that have been done in the name of let's just get it done. Let's spend the money. It goes on and on and on and on. It's beyond disgusting. It is just beyond belief that enough of this stuff gets done the way that it gets done, with people not reading the bills. There are a few bills that have been passed in the last week or 10 days that have been okay. The Don't Ask, Don't Tell bill, I think, was something that didn't cost any money, and it makes things, it actually saves money because we've put a lot of people out of the service that we spend a lot of tax dollars preparing to serve. And they're just all of this stuff, and the reasons they have for, okay, how are you going to pay for it? You know, do you ask that question before every bill? No, you don't. So ask it before every bill rather than being considered a hypocrite. That's the way I would. All right, so you can hear what's going on with me. I want to know now what's going on with you. I want to hear from you right now at 800-510-8255 from the perspective of those who have had it in their family, those who have worked with those who have had it. There ought to be something in this issue that you can find that makes sense to support. It's very difficult to imagine any real American not wanting to support helping those who helped us during the 9/11 and subsequent days after that, the 9/11 affair. 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
800-510-8255 on the Countdown. Reviewing the first responders, Bill Eileen is a New Yorker and a doctor who's on the air on the Countdown.
You know, we see these patients day in and day out and see how their lives have been affected, and in many cases they've lost their jobs because they're disabled. They've had difficulty paying their bills. Their families may have disintegrated due to the stress. And certainly we need to do more for them as a society. This is a national problem. We had people come from all over the country. We were attacked as a nation. It wasn't just New York being attacked. And we had responders who went down and are heroes trying to help those people. And we need to provide for their care. And we need to make sure that funds are available to care for these people to help them get the care they need without worrying about bills and copays and is this treatment going to be approved or not, to just get them treated when they need to be treated. And we need to make sure that there's adequate funding going forward in the future to do this.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's hope that somebody hears your message, ma'am. 800-510-8255. Have you talked to, do you know anybody? Are you connected to families where there has been these problems, this kind of a problem? Mark calls from Arizona with his thoughts on the Countdown.
People have to recognize you're dealing with some very strong AFL-CIO and Teamster unions in the form of police, firefighters, first responders. And while I might admit that the humane thing would be to reimburse their families in their absence, if you're a firefighter or a police officer, you know the risk going in. And from what I can tell, and I've worked as a Teamster, the union should be able to take care of that. If the money is going to be used, I'd sure like to see some earmarks on it. And I do support taking care of widows and orphans. I don't argue that it's too much money. I just argue that it needs to have proper supervision and full disclosure. There's a lot of people in hazardous occupations that when something happens to them, they have nowhere near the backstop that these folks have.
All right. The unions ought to be able to take care of it. That's a point, and it's a point worth examining, frankly. Yep, that's a point to take. 800-510-8255. Richard is in Pinson. Is that it, Tennessee? Pinson.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air live.
Yeah. I was just wondering if this is being held up for other political reasons. Realistically, that's what it looks like, because I'm agreeing with you that everything should happen.
All right. So what would be those political reasons that would hold us up?
I'm not sure. That's what I was asking.
I don't know. Well, other than the usual, we want to control it. We want we just want to make the Democrats look bad. That kind of silly stuff. Hard to imagine how you don't get behind this. Even given the concerns that these people have had, and they're legitimate ones, if there are other ways of having the same sort of thing done, that's good. Take advantage of them and make sure they're part of the bill. Just to write a check doesn't make sense. You want to make sure the people that you're helping are the people who deserve to get helped. But having said that, why get in the way of the whole thing? I think that's the question a lot of Americans are asking.
I've heard before where if this bill passed, the next bill up is the one that they have to worry about or some garbage like that.
What does that mean?
Well, I'm not saying this bill is the problem, that they're just holding this one up because the one after it.
Because there's something else coming along that isn't funded.
Right.
Hopefully that would be the FDA food safety bill. That's not been held up. That's been passed, but it hasn't been funded. So maybe there's still a hiccup there. All right, Richard, thank you for your call. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to everybody who's calling in. 800-510-8255, for example, Jake, listening in Eugene, Oregon. Go ahead, Jake.
Well,
it just seems like most of these people that we are talking about are fire department, police, and, you know, and such. And most of them have good unions, strong already medical coverages. So, you know, I have no problem paying extras for things that they need. But if we're talking basic medical care, most of these people should already have a basic medical plan. But wasn't there a big fundraiser for the people that died in this? And I mean, I thought there was a whole lot of money that went family members of those that died. And I thought there was something that happened where they were trying to get that money available for also the first responders, too.
Jake, wondering why a lot of these first responders don't have their own medical coverage. Well, they probably do now with the new health care package. But even so, there are lots of reasons these problems that arrive. You know as well as I do, insurance companies be happy to say, no, you're not covered for this. This bill is a way to make sure everybody gets taken care of without exception. Justin is in Pennsylvania with a focus on the victims now on the countdown.
Hey, first of all, let me say, obviously, there was a big tragedy, and I feel for the people. But my problem with the whole thing is that there are tragedies every day that happen to everybody, to tons of people. I mean, even if something as small as, say, a house fire, that person's not going to get, you know, any extra money or any extra health care or anything. They have to deal with that themselves. And I understand this is a tragedy, but, you know, I guess they're talking about the scope of it or something. But still, I just don't personally believe that, you know, that they should be singled out as anything special.
All right, sir. Up next, terror threats for the holidays on the countdown as we move ahead.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
All right, up next on the countdown, the arrest of those 12 men in England who were thought to be plotting a large-scale terror attack on Christmas shoppers there. Our country is concerned the terrorists may look to strike the food supply in our country, and for that report, we turn to CNN's Brian Todd.
U.S. officials tell CNN people associated with one of al-Qaeda's most dangerous branches have contemplated an unconventional but potentially lethal attack, spreading poison on salad bars and buffets at American hotels and restaurants. Homeland Security officials tell us people connected with al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula considered placing ricin and cyanide poisons into food supplies. This is the same group that launched failed attempts to bomb cargo planes this year and a Christmas Day passenger flight last year. U.S. officials downplayed this recent disclosure, saying there is no imminent threat, that discussions of that tactic came into the threat stream months ago. But it's a method of attack that's been on the general radar longer than that.
A concern that experts have always had is the openness of the American food supply in delis like this with salad bars right out in the open. I'm joined now by Colonel Randy Larson, a Homeland Security expert. He's the CEO of the WMD Center. He worked with the USDA after 9/11 to help secure the American food supply. Colonel, just how easy is it to spray a deadly agent into something like this?
Well, you see how easy it is. They put up these cough shields just so you don't cough into it. So you can imagine how easy it would be to have a small spray bottle, which has been done before in certain cases.
Is it odorless, colorless, tasteless?
There's many different things you could use. Most of them you would never know that have been sprayed on there.
Larson doesn't believe this would be a weapon of mass destruction, and he points out thousands of people die every year of naturally occurring food poisoning. But U.S. officials were concerned enough about what they heard that they met through regular channels with leaders in the hotel and restaurant industries to discuss the tactic and to make sure they took steps to protect against it. CNN, in a statement to CNN on this latest disclosure, a Homeland Security spokesman said, quote, "We are not going to comment on reports of specific terrorist planning. Al-Qaeda has publicly stated its intention to carry out unconventional attacks for well over a decade, and AQAP propaganda in the past year has made similar reference. We get reports about the different kinds of attacks terrorists would like to carry out that frequently are beyond their means. But a similar attack has been carried out on American soil. In 1984, followers of a cult spiked salad bars at several restaurants in a town in Oregon with salmonella. Hundreds of people got sick."
Well, give the FDA something to do. I'm not making light of it. But what we're doing again, you hear what's going on? the news media falls for this stuff, hook, line, and sinker, so now everybody is going to be afraid. 51 past the hour on the countdown. Your call is coming up on this.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
6 now.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255 as we discuss this terror threat that has shown up for the holidays. Are you worried? Are you concerned? Here's a Linda who thinks national security may be targeting the wrong people.
Hi, good morning. I think we do need it, but I think it's an issue when they start to harass American citizens for being whistleblowers, because sometimes if you're a whistleblower, you know, you can be targeted as well. A lot of the civil rights organizations have been targeted by them for speaking out. Now, who considers who a terrorist? That's the issue. I personally think that a lot of it is unnecessary. They waste and misuse taxpayer funds by targeting a lot of people who shouldn't really be on that list. I mean, I understand that Senator Kennedy was on that list. He had problems flying, you know, back and forth. So they have a lot of people on that list that should not be on that list, who are not terrorists, but they perceive them as being terrorists for speaking out.
There you go. 800-510-8255. Are the right people or the wrong people being targeted? Let's listen to Fred, who's listening to KFAB in Oklahoma City. Go ahead, Fred.
You know, not too long ago, they came out with the Mica report. Now, when the government starts listing potential terrorists as those that, say, support Ron Paul, support the Constitution, Christians, and so on, which was the case, you know, we've got a problem. And I think maybe the question of the day that you should be asking is, who do you fear more, the terrorists or our government? Right now, I tend to fear the government.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you, sir. By the way, I said Oklahoma City. I meant Omaha, KFAB in Omaha. 800-510-8255. Who do you fear more if you are into the fear mode, the government or the terrorists? And it becomes a fine line as to who. You know it as well as I do. Come on. Look at some of the things that are going on, seriously, going on around you that is being forced upon Americans that Americans don't want. And the way it's being done is outrageously outlandish. So is there a connection? In some instances, if you heard me talking earlier in the week about the anarchists who were around 100 years ago and how they got into prominence, the government were the terrorists. And so maybe the government and the terrorists, we use them in the same sentence, and not everybody in the government is bad. We could probably not say not all terrorists are bad, because all terrorists by definition are bad. But the government is really out of control here, and the news media is a willing consort to it, as you're hearing from a lot of these people, whether it's the reports that make up the information that people use to judge their own ideas and opinions, or just listening to the opinions of others, like Tony listening in Las Vegas on KNUU.
Hey, I would argue that we're very probably safer, and I don't mean to say that in any kind of compromised way. I mean, I think we're safer. We obviously haven't suffered any terrorist attacks in the last, 6 years, except for attempted ones. And yet, at the same time, you got to believe that the left has become almost unhinged in a desperate effort to blame the past for what's happening today. I can't imagine a nation that wants to find out that gives you a card in order to find out what your marketing preferences are not going to do the same technology to find out what your political preferences are. Can you imagine any kind of country that wouldn't invest that kind of effort just to find out what its citizens are thinking?
Yeah. Sorry, sir, I'm not buying your argument at all. Here's Sherry to finish up the conversation from Florida.
No, we're not safer. We are edging toward fascism at the hands of our government. And you can remember in Irvine, California, where the FBI went into the mosques, the masjids, and started trying to recruit people to entrap them into so-called terrorist activity. Terrorists, your terrorists, my terrorists, who's terrorists? You know, the Ku Klux Klan were terrorists for years. Nobody's ever done anything about that. So it's not possible. We're just moving toward fascism, beating the drum of war. Fascists love war all the time. And that's where all the money goes to. Our population, we're going to become impoverished. We're already becoming a third world country. Our products are no good anymore. Our credit is no good anymore. And if we don't wake up and realize that hate is not going to make us safer, that looking at truth and trying to balance things so that everyone can benefit is going to help us.
Well, I'm not sure I agree with everything that you say there, Sherry, but you make some good points. We are not safer, and we have been entrapped by the government. Something else to think about as we move ahead here on the countdown at 59 past the hour. Thanks for being a part of this hour of the